Okay. What's your full name?
Yeah, my name's Peter McCartan.
Okay, Peter, and where do you come from?
I'm originally from Liverpool, born and bred. Lived outside Anfield Football Stadium, unfortunately, for the majority of my life, which made me a big blue. But yeah, from Liverpool, born and bred.
And when were you born?
Born 1975 on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. Right. What a smashing day.
Cracking day.
Okay. And what have you brought along to talk about today?
Well, I brought my best possession of Everton memorabilia, my Everton case ball from 1984. I've owned it for about 5 years now. I was working with a chap who told me that he'd just recently bought a house and he was renovating it. And he'd come across this ball in the loft and he said it said Everton 1984 on.
Oh,
so me ears perked up then once he said that. He told me he wasn't interested in football, so I quickly made him an offer on the ball of £50. So we agreed on that, and I met up with him the following day. He handed me the ball over, and I was amazed to find the signatures that were actually on the ball. You know, I thought there might have just been a couple of signatures on there, but it appears that the whole team are on there from 1984, with the exception of Neville Southall and Paul Bracewell.
Right.
Presume they must be injured at the time.
So, is this the season that they won the UEFA Cup?
Well, I'm hoping that this is the season. Yeah, 84.
The Cup Winners' Cup, yeah.
Well, this is certainly the team that was leading up to winning the Cup Winners' Cup in 85.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't know what the occasion was that this was signed?
I don't know. I'm hoping that the ball's got a bit more magic, and I'm hoping that it was probably a match ball. Maybe that we might have beaten Liverpool in the derby.
Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could establish that?
It'd be brilliant.
I don't reckon we've got much chance.
I don't think we've got much chance of that. No.
No. So, who's your favourite player from this set of signatures here?
I think it's got to be Graeme Sharp. I think out of all of them, my favourite defender of all time was Derek Mountfield with the goals that he chipped in with during that season, but it's got to be Graeme Sharp for the goal he scored against Liverpool in the derby, I think. Forever in my thoughts, that one in the Anfield.
Where did he score it?
Where did he score it? In the Anfield Old End.
Right, he did. Yeah. That put them a bit quiet, didn't it?
It silenced them a little bit.
What a shame it wasn't in the other end.
That's right.
What a shame. Yeah. What's your greatest memory of watching Everton?
I've got a few good memories of watching Everton, really.
Yeah.
The 1995 FA Cup semi-final when we beat Spurs 4-1.
Yeah.
I was in the behind the goal when Amakachi nodded in to send Everton through to the final. That was a great memory, that. Been the Wimbledon game, and when we stayed up with the Barry Hall.
Nearly, yes.
I've been the Coventry City game, last game of the season as well. I was lucky enough to go to Wembley last year, when we beat Manchester United as well, on penalties. That was some great memories, you know. Been some great games over the years.
And many more to come.
Many more to come with a bit of luck, yes.
Okay, right. Thanks very much for bringing the ball along today, Peter.
No problem.
It's been a great pleasure.
Great stuff, thanks very much.
Thank you. Where's that stop now?